Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Astotara Sata Shri Shri Madhizabhayan Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Astotara Sata Shri Shri Madhizabhayan Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasade Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Sham Sundar Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavindam Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. All glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. We're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 64. Shradhavan Janahai Bhakti Adhikari. Uttama Madhyama Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. Shraddhavan Janhai Bhakti Adhikari. Uttama Madhyama Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. Shradhavan Janhai Bhakti Adhikari. Uttama Madhyama Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. Please chant. Shraddha Vanjana Hai Bhakti Adhikari. Uttama Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. Shraddha Vanjana Hai Bhakti Adhikari. Shraddha Vanjana Hai Bhakti Adhikari. Uttama Madhyama Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. Okay. Word for word. Shraddhavanjan. A person with faith. Haya. Is. Bhakti Adhikari. Eligible for discharging. Transcendental loving service to the Lord. Uttama, first class. Madhyama, intermediate. Kanishta, the lowest class. Shraddha Anusari, according to the proportion of faith. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost devotee, an intermediate devotee, or an inferior devotee. Please repeat. A faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost devotee, an intermediate devotee, or an inferior devotee. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Shraddhavan, faithful, means understanding Krishna to be the summum bonum, the eternal truth and absolute transcendence. If one has full faith in Krishna and confidence in him, one becomes eligible to discharge devotional service confidentially. According to one's faith, one is a topmost, intermediate, or inferior devotee. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Scha Sadvaitam, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyayavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Palaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Tirtha Swami Tinamine Namaste Krishna Palaya Prabhupada Shtamine Shivara Krishna Shakti Bhakti Tirtha Tinamine Namo Om Vishnu Palaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasare Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. I'm requesting the blessings of all of the Vaishnavas present here today and all the Vaishnavas in general to please empower me to speak something that is Krishna conscious and inspiring for all of us to move forward in our spiritual lives. So the verse today is seems like a very simple verse. It's very short purport, but very powerful. So here Lord Chaitanya is describing the different types of devotees. And we hear about there's the first class, the Kanishthadi, or the third class, Kanishthadikari. The second class is the Madhyama, and then the topmost is the Uttamadikari. And I was thinking, before we get started, I was thinking about this, the Uttamadikari, and how, you know, always the obvious example there is Srila Prabhupada, because we'll get into kind of the definition of all three, and you know we know that Prabhupada is is a great example of that topmost devotee. I was thinking though after that the program yesterday, because one thing we'll hear is that the Uttama Adhikari, he's one who can convert many others to become Vaishnavas or inspire them. And I was thinking how that program yesterday was inspired by Ayendra Prabhu, you know, and how wonderful it was that the youth, younger than me anyway, some not so young anymore, but youth are so much inspired by him. And that's a really wonderful example there of someone who, and again, also not physically present any longer, but still the effect of his physical presence is there. And we saw very tangibly, you know, what they were inspired to do, you know, by his mercy, basically. And even though I think when he was physically present, he was, you know, he was sort of a controversial figure, which, you know, the pure devotees, they generally tend to be because they're cutting, like they're heavy. So they don't mince their words. And sometimes they say things that are not maybe socially acceptable or not popular. But that's what we need. And then you know, we can see the effects later on from we see how that person has inspired so many others. So it just made me think too, also to the importance of being careful in my association with devotees and in our association with each other, because we're all very, you all are all very important to Krishna and inspiring others in your own way, in different ways. And so we need to be very careful about how we associate with each other. So I was thinking that we could read a little bit from, there's a purport in the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 9, text 3. If you could please put that up, Prabhu. We'll read a little bit from there and a little from the Nectar of Instruction, and then just have some discussion. Chapter 9.3. Mm-hmm. So I'll start the Ashraddha dhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsaravartmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purport. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by the association of devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is real faith. So we kind of discussed that a little the last time I gave class. The verse was about faith. So we'll skip ahead a little bit to the paragraph that starts with now the development of that faith. Now the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our missionary activity that some people come and apply themselves in Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive, and as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first class person in Krishna consciousness. Actually, I wanted to say something before that, just about the Prabhupada was saying here that sometimes people come and apply themselves with some hidden motive and then they go away. And now there's a thing on the on where devotees will post, or former devotees, people who don't consider themselves devotees anymore, they make videos and they kind of explain why they left Krishna consciousness. And it's kind of interesting because they, at least from, I've seen a few, just, I think because I like to analyze these things, and I just find that it's interesting to see that the person is explaining, and if you can see that Krishna consciousness is such a science, And you can see that there were some issues, and you know they took it in one way, but if you look at it from the perspective of the scriptures, you can kind of see where they went wrong, you know. And it makes me think of the importance of association and how we have to have someone in our lives. Of course, everyone has to have, it's important to have the spiritual master, definitely, because we can't do anything without the spiritual master. But also we have to have, which it may be the spiritual master, maybe some others, or Shiksha Guru, someone, people in our lives that can tell us when we're going off, and who can see, because you know you can see from the outside, someone else can see, but we might not be able to see it ourselves, you know. This one lady, she was kind of giving her explanation and how, and she also had some she had some management responsibilities, which that can also be challenging, because yeah, there's always the possibility of offenses and like that. But, you know, in the end, she kind of throws in that she actually had an affair with a married devotee. And I was thinking, well, yeah, that causes a lot of distress, and there's offenses there. And that would make it challenging for a person to continue in their spiritual life. Although, you know, there are devotees who had that experience and they still keep going. There's devotees who experience everything and they still keep going. But anyway, it's just, it's interesting to see that, everything is in the scriptures. Everything is there, and just it's so important to learn how to evaluate ourselves, but also to have, you know, those people in our lives that can help us to see where we're at. So going back here. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well-versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first-class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti, or service to Krishna, is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. Those examples like that also, people who come and you know they may not be so versed in the shastras and can't, you know, kind of quote verses very quickly like that, but still they have that faith there, and they're less likely to go away because they understand that this is the right, I'm in the right place, I'm doing the right thing, and I just need to keep moving forward. And also this second class devotee is very interested in wanting to help others. So there's, and there's so many opportunities like that. For example, today there's a Harinam, and anyone can join the Harinam and chant publicly, and you don't even have to speak, you don't have to know any shastra, just go out and do it, and that will help others to also eventually come to Krishna consciousness. The third class person in Krishna consciousness, the third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, He has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency toward karma yoga, jnana yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed. But as soon as the infection of karma yoga or jnana yoga is vanquished, they become second class or first class persons in Krishna consciousness. So it seems like the one of the big differences of being able to move from first class to second class and up is to study the scriptures, to become familiar and to understand, because obviously that's going to help us. If when different situations come up, if we know how to see them, again, if we know how to see them from the Krishna conscious perspective, then we know how to deal with them properly. So then we can move up from third class to second class. First class attachment, faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith, even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply eulogy, meaning that Krishna is just being glorified, you know, with lots of nice words, but he's not really God. It's just, you know, people are just glorifying him. So they think it is simply eulogy. They find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. All right. I wanted to read a little from Nectar of Instruction also, but maybe did anyone want to comment or reflect on what we've heard so far?
Yes, I thought the point that Srila Prabhupada makes that when one is free from jnana and karma yoga, It was called jnana and karma yoga.
Yeah, jnana and karma yoga. Mm-hmm.
Then he's now madhyama. But can you give an example of how one is bound by that karma and jnana in the kanista stage? Or can anyone?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
So what is your question? You want to know an
example of being bound by that jnana and karma yoga. How do we see that in a kanista?
I know the goal of life, according to Prabhupada in the purport. But I'm still thinking to enjoy sense gratification. I'm not giving focus on the goal of life, bhakti. I'm still interested after sense enjoyment. So that's karma yoga. And the jnana yoga, in a sense, they know the goal of life, but they still like to speculate, mental speculation. So they have to be there. I mean, I do sometimes. I used to do. Maybe I don't do anymore, but I used to do like that. Speculate the philosophy. Maybe this means that. Not trusting. Like Krishna says, I'm the taste of water. So if I say, how is the Krishna is the taste of water. I want to explore that maybe when I drink water, that is Krishna. I'm speculating, but it is not a mental speculation. It's a philosophical speculation. But if I drink the water, you believe Krishna is the taste of water? That's called mental speculation, not trusting. Something like that.
Thank you.
Maybe if you still have the propensity to try to get some kind of enjoyment out of the material world, but you know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and you might dabble a little bit. Well, I mean, I notice that I'm very easily sidetracked when I'm on my telephone, and I get involved in all kinds of nonsense. And so that would be definitely not good. That is definitely not good. So and spiritual life is like a well. When you know Krishna's there, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and he comes within, and he'll give you instructions. But if you dabble in things that are illusory, it's like the bucket for the well is broken and you can't draw from it.
So being
that's true. I was just saying that you lose your ability to draw from the well. It could have a hole in it. And it could also be the rope. You know, it's just, it's really important to be faithful to Krishna. Faith. Be faithful. You have to be faithful to your vows. Otherwise, you're just not making any progress at all, and you're losing your ability to transcend.
Okay. Prabhupada also states in Nectar of Instruction, I think it's text 2, where for jnanis, when they're not satisfied with the knowledge, you know, from the Vedas, and they keep looking, that's also considered to be over-accumulation, right? Mm-hmm. So it's also one of those. So that would be an example of a jnani also.
Over-collecting knowledge. Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's a cause and effect. This is the third verse. But if you go to the first verse says that I will reveal to you this confidential knowledge because you are non-envious. So then question comes that what is non-envious means? Means this third verse, you don't have faith. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, one who is envy to God, and then he gives a 10 things that how the symptom you can detect, and they are the one who has no faith in Krishna or Krishna's word or pure devotee's word. It's scary, but I think you read the translation. They will stay in this world, life after life. So going back home, back to God, it means unflinching, as Prabhupada said, unflinching trust in something sublime. Mm-hmm. And sublime means hard heart turn into soft, and then literally all this impression will evaporate. Really trusting that I will become pure. Krishna will make me pure by this process. I have to hold on to it. It's not easy. I mean, in my own life also I see that. But it is purifying. That trust has to be there. I don't know how Prabhupada came up with that word. He says sublime, unflinching trust in something sublime. Mm-hmm. That's what faith means, Prabhupada said. So it's very powerful just to contemplate that.
Thank you. Okay, just to finish out, maybe we can look at the nectar of instruction, verse 5, please, Prabhu. Just look at the translation and then the last paragraph. Well, in the meantime, I'll just read the translation. This is Nectar of Instruction, verse 5. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshiping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Yeah. Then a little further in, is that one should not remain a Kanishtha Adhikari, one who is situated on the lowest platform of devotional service and is interested only in worshiping the deity in the temple. Such a devotee is described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but who does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called a Prakrita Bhakta or Kanishtha Adhikari. So this is the lowest stage. The person is appreciating Krishna in his deity form, but not understanding that Krishna is present in everyone's heart, in the heart of all the, not only all the devotees, but everyone, period, all the living entities. So knowing how to address and interact with everyone accordingly. Then further down, it says, one, therefore, has to raise himself from the position of Kanishtha Adhikari to the platform of Madhyama Adhikari. The Madhyama Adhikari is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.46. The Madhyama Adhikari is a devotee who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the highest object of love, makes friends with the Lord's devotees, is merciful to the ignorant, and avoids those who are envious by nature. And then if we can just go down to the, we'll just go to the last paragraph. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advises the devotee to be intelligent enough to distinguish between the Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. The devotee should also know his own position and should not try to imitate a devotee situated on a higher platform. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given some practical hints to the effect that an Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava can be recognized by his ability to convert many fallen souls to Vaishnavism. One should not become a spiritual master unless he has attained the platform of Uttama Adhikari. A neophyte Vaishnava or a Vaishnava situated on the intermediate platform can also accept disciples, but such disciples must be on the same platform, and it should be understood that they cannot advance very well toward the ultimate goal of life under his insufficient guidance. Therefore, disciples should be careful to accept an Uttamadhikari as a spiritual master. So it's important that we do study these literatures and get to know the differences between the types of devotees so that we know how to interact with each type and also to know where we are and where am I and how can I move up to the next level? What do I need to do? How do I select my association? If I want to move up, I have to find people who are in on the platform that I want to move up to and associate with them. So it requires intelligence and mercy. Right, both things are there. Okay, I think we'll end there. Any comments? Questions, additions? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes because of the lack of discernment, and I don't know, like when I first joined, I had a tendency to see, you know, everybody is at the topmost. And, you know, then you start seeing things with your material eyes and the bead bag gets heavier, you know, kind of like Arjuna's bow. And then, you know, which is, you know, ultimately when you need to pick up the beads and hold them tighter. But, you know, sometimes throughout history, throughout the time, you know, so I think if we could, you know, actually distinguish, and like you say, yes, offer in the mind, offer respects, you know, no judgment, but just be precautious with your own journey, mm-hmm. you know, in Krishna consciousness. ISKCON would probably be, you know, vibrating at a higher frequency today, mm-hmm. and yeah, so I'm still learning that.
yeah, it's a journey. Anyone else? Okay, I'll go. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I remember we discussed that why Prabhupada already gave. I mean, not why. It's so nice that Prabhupada already gave the blessings that all the ISKCON devotees, he didn't say which, he said all ISKCON devotees should immediately come to intermediate. So I remember we had a talk, Prahladananda Maharaj said, intermediate, what is the main thing? So you just read, there are four discriminating power. One towards God, towards God, and relationship with the senior, peers, and junior, and compassion towards innocent, and disregard or avoid those who are inimical or whatever, envious or something. This has to be always forefront. That will please Prabhupada, according to that verse, that line. Prabhupada said, all the ISKCON devotees should be immediately intermediate. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.